The Quantidos UVC test card is much like any other measurement device with a finite lifespan for accuracy. To maintain the accuracy of any measurement device that is reusable which also has a finite lifespan requires a calibration procedure. The Quantidos UVC test card is very easy to test providing you have a known source of UVC power and distance. 1. We recommend in our product listing to use a 3-watt UVC wand as these are the least expensive. Just hold the 3-watt bulb 1 inch away to confirm word visibility occurs in 15 seconds. 2. When you first use your new Quantidos card with whatever UVC device you are testing, simply note the distance from the bulb you are testing at the farthest distance from your UVC light source to reach the minimum power for word visibility in the lower test area. If the distance requires moving the UVC test card more than a half inch for word visibility as the card ages or as normal use causes photo degradation, it is time to replace the test card. 3. Verify with UVC meter. This is an option for people that have professional UVC light meters but they use the Quantidos to test in areas their meter probes cannot get into. The main factor for how many times you can reuse the card is the accumulative amount of exposure to UV radiation, and not the number of times the photochromic material is cycled between exposures. By keeping the exposure times to a maximum of 15 seconds will limit the photo degradation effects on the photochromic material. If you were to expose the test card twice as long as recommended, i.e. 30 seconds, you can expect half the lifespan. I've personally left one under confirmed UVC lights over 2 hours at 300 microwatts per square centimeter, which would equate to 480 times used in 15 second intervals, and the card was still usable. I've also left one in direct sunlight under the noontime sunshine in Florida, and the card was completely burned out when I got to it about 2 hours later. Shortwave UVC is a much more energetic wavelength than both longer UVA and UVB wavelengths. The longer wavelengths of UVA and UVB can penetrate the photochromic material much deeper and thus photo degradation effects happen much quicker in the natural sun than under UVC light. Limit exposure to the sun as much as possible for it to last as long as possible for testing UVC light. While the lower intensity test area does have a lifespan, the wavelength indicator in the top test area of the Quantidos does not degrade so the test card will always detect germicidal wavelengths of UVC by glowing green letters as long as the specialized narrowband analyte is still on the UVC test card. I wish there was a straightforward answer to how many times the UV test card can be used. There are just too many variables, it would be impossible to give a set number of times the card can be used because everyone uses different wattage bulbs. One person can be testing 3-watt UVC bulbs while the other is testing 60-watt bulbs. Time exposed to UVC and distance from the source is also a factor for accumulative exposure. Short answer, it would be safe to assume if properly stored and UVC exposure is limited to 15 seconds intervals at between 300 to 500 microwatts per square centimeter for each test that several hundred tests can be performed. We are sorry for the delay in answering your question today. We are located in the Tampa Bay area of Florida, and we were lucky enough this Veterans Day to have Hurricane ETA downgraded to a tropical storm as it makes its way onshore just north of us. What a day, unreal to see a Veterans Day hurricane. John. CTO Quantidos.